variety, but we're always looking at how teams can get better. And for Sandusky, they got to get a better percentage getting the two-point conversions, and they got to find a way to be a little better in pass coverage, because some teams are going to try play-action passes against him and try to catch him off guard. And if they have a receiver that can run a route and go get the ball in the air, that's going to be a thorn in the side of Sandusky. But overall, that team has a ton of pieces. And we talk about veteran coaching. You know, we mentioned Shelke and his reign here at Sandusky, and Jack Dillon here in Sandusky, but or in Harbor Beach. But in Sandusky, it's Coach Jacobson, and he's been there long enough now where he's a guy that's seen a lot and knows a lot, and he certainly came in here with a game plan and executed it just the way he wanted. He doesn't care what the final score says. His team did not turn the ball over. They ran for multiple 100 yards. All three backs got involved, and he comes out of this game with a win, and that's worth it right there.
Taking a look at other area scores, we have a lot of finals except for one here in the Greater Thumb Conference. Cass City defeats Reese 42-3, only giving up a field goal in that one. Vassar loses to Lakers in Vassar 58-0. Lakers now improves to 2-0. Cass City at 2-0. USA blanks Brown City in Brown City 53-0 there. USA now 2-0. Ubley rights the ship, taking out Memphis 59-0. It was 47-0 at half. Ubley now 1-1. Memphis also 1-1. They were supposed to play KPAC last week. And Sandusky now 2-0 on the season, taking out Harbor Beach 42-30. In eight-player football, the only final we have is Morris taking out New Haven Merritt 59-0. Mayville was defeating Kingston 50-0 at the end of the third. North Huron over Bay City All Saints at halftime 30-0. And Peck over CPS at halftime 34-6. Well, that's going to wrap things up here from Harbor Beach. Dave Hansen, any final last thoughts here?
I absolutely love the hospitality here at Harbor Beach. The field looks phenomenal as always. And, this was an excellent football game. It was something that we did not expect to see. We did think that Harbor Beach was going to have to throw the ball to move it, but they did that at an elite level. Unfortunately for them, the Sandusky rushing game was just as elite, so it come down to which defense could get off the field, and Sandusky forced two turnovers to Harbor Beach's none. So that was the difference in the game. Two score game and two turnovers is that's the end of the game. So don't forget to mention that Dan Banky wins the round table. Don't forget
Dan
that.
Banky wins the round table on the dot. Dan said it was going to be 26-14 Sandusky by 12. Well, the score was a little bit higher, but he had the point differential on the money. So Dan Banky and Doug Cole each tied at one apiece for the media round table. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Cycler, DS Services of Cass City, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Randy's Hunting Center, 269 Guns, Huron Daily Tribune, North Star Bank, Huron Auto Parts, Countryside Sales and Service and Stacks Market of Owendale, Harbor Drug of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Ubley, Elber Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, and Sure Health, better life. Are you sure? On behalf of our entire broadcast team here, in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Ramsey, and the number one spotter in the Tri-County area, Dan Banky, and the Media Roundtable champion of this week. I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast, especially if you're a Sandusky Redskin. A dominating win on the road in Harbor Beach takes out the Pirates 42-30 to improve to 2-0. Now they need to just take out Ubley next week, and they will be crowned the Greater Thumb East champion. Our next broadcast next Friday will be USA at Lakers. Until then, we will see you soon from Harbor Beach. So long. Sandusky 42, Harbor Beach 30.
This has been a presentation of the WLEW Sports Network, powered by Agra Valley Services, on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search for WLEW Sports. Your home for high school football is the WLEW Sports Network.